All right, so the pastor's talking about victory, right? Today's message, victory. And believe me, she well knows you're singing along with us. There's plenty good victory in Jesus. Do me a favor, go to the next slide for me. This song is, as I affectionately told the band up here, this is a song I've been wanting to do since 1983, before a couple of them were even born. There was a group back in the 80s called Harvest, and they did a song called The Army of the Lord. And you'll see what it states up there. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've got to be strong in the power of his might and prove to the enemy that we are the army of the Lord and we've won the victory. So this is a song. This is a song essentially warning us not to lay down our armor, actually to pick it up. This is all based around Ephesians 6:10, which says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about in truth, have on the breastplate of righteousness, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So God's declared through his word all this armor, all right? So this song today does an awesome job of talking about that. It warns us about it. It tells us to stand in victory. And toward the end, you definitely got to be singing along with us, because this is definitely a sing-along.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've got to be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord, and we've won the victory. All around this war is going on, between the wrong and the right. We got to choose which side we're on, the darkness or the light. Some of the soldiers of the Lord just don't realize that the captain of the army of darkness has come to blind their eyes. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've got to be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. The Lord, we won the victory.
Can't you see we're in a battle? There's no place to hide. Our shields of faith are full of darts to shoot from every side. So shake out the darts and run right at them, and remember who you're fighting for. And don't fall asleep, cause if they catch you, they'll tag you prisoner of war.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground?
We've
got to be strong in the power of